Accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. For tires, shocks, struts, tune-ups, transmission overhauls, carburetor rebuilds, and mufflers to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. 3:39 to play in the first half. The Bearcats have scored again, 24-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates as the ball is blown off the tee.
I'm willing to bet that may happen again.
As Austin Drake set to kick it away here. Low kick that'll bounce and be fielded near the 20-yard line. Picked up by Ryan Maurer. Maurer up over the 25 to the 30, close to the 34-yard line before he's brought down. So a decent return for Ryan Maurer. And the Pirates going to see what they can do with their third possession of the night, only their third possession of the night with 3:31 left to play in this first half.
Yeah, that last scoring drive by Ubley, their shortest of the night, 5 plays, 48 yards. Brian Nash getting into the act here, 20-yard touchdown run. So that makes touchdowns for all of the big three in the Ubley backfield, Cleary, Peruski, and Nash, all with touchdown runs here tonight.
Three on three consecutive possessions as well. So 3 for 3, the first possession, ball turned over on downs for the Pirates. Second one, they had to kick it away on a punt. And now we'll see what they can do with their third possession of the night. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for the Pirates. Brian Dukoski stopped right at the line, so it'll bring up second down and 10. 3:05 to go, first half. Full house formation behind Sean Sorensen. He'll hand it off. And that's going to be Brian Dukoski again, the ball carrier. And Dukoski again met at the line of scrimmage. May have picked up a half a yard, so we'll call it third down and 9 coming up for the Pirates, who just have not been able to get anything going, Jason, on the ground.
No, well, they haven't been able to get anything on the ground in the air really anywhere. I mean, just that was only 9 offensive plays ran so far, and Harbor Beach having a hard time moving the ball against the stout, Ubley defense.
Well, last week, as we mentioned, Jason, the Pirates completing 8 passes for 178 yards, picking up 164 yards on the ground against Brown City. So a nice mix last week has not translated into much this week as the ball comes loose. As Ryan Maurer had it get out of his hand, the official said he was down by contact. So fourth down coming up. Another about a half a yard on the play for the Pirates.
Another adventure in punting here, it looks like, again, yeah, for Harbor Beach.
I don't know. You know, on a fourth down, kicking into the wind, it's almost exciting to watch and see what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, the snap last time was a little bit high. The kick was a little rugby-style running kick. So, the long snapper, he's under the microscope here tonight as well.
So Ginther in to do the punting duties. Another high punt that is pulled down. The kick goes straight up into the air. The wind bounces, the wind took it back, and then it took a Bearcat bounce and finally had to be downed by Derek Huff. In fact,
it was a negative 1 yard punt.
I was just going to say, we'll see where they spot it here, but I believe he lost a yard on the play.
So on the night, 2 punts, 10 yards. Not really getting it done there, but you can't blame the punter in this instance here. I mean, the wind is, I mean, if anybody, unless you're living in a cave right now, I mean, the wind, I mean, everybody's experienced today. You could hear it. It's running through the tower here at Harbor Beach, and the wind is just something else. But Ubley, with a minute 22 left to go, looking to pile on here, getting another score.
Full house formation behind Austin Drake. Ball sitting on the Pirate 35-yard line. He'll hand it off. It's going to be Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier. Peruski up over the middle to the 30-yard line, just inside the 30-yard line, closer to the 29.
Ubley also with 2 timeouts remaining here, too, with just over a minute remaining. So plenty of time here for Ubley. Field position definitely on their side here as well.
Bearcats up 24-0, looking to add to it here to end the first half. Tyler Peruski again, the ball carrier. Peruski breaks free. Peruski at the 5. He's going to go for a touchdown. That's a Bearcat touchdown. 49 seconds left to go in the first half, and the Bearcats put another one on the board. It is now 30-0 with the conversion try coming up.
Tyler Peruski really really showing me a lot here. He wasn't running exceptionally hard against Marlette a couple weeks ago when we saw him here, but this looks like a totally different ball player here tonight, making big plays on defense as well. Tyler Peruski having himself a whale of a game here, his second touchdown run of the evening.
30-0. We have 49 seconds remaining in the half, and the two-point conversion try coming up. Peruski on the conversion try. Did he get in? The ball is still live, as the officials have not whistled it dead yet, and I believe he did not get in.
We still haven't had an official. Nope.
There we go.
There we go.
There. No, he did not get in.
It 30, took a while.
30-0, 49 seconds to play in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Do you live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, Sales Executive from Sanilac County. Thumb Cellular is now offering 3G internet service to your home or business.
That's right, Tracy. This is Len Jensen, Sales Executive from Tuscola County. No matter where you live in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, Thumb Cellular's 3G internet is now available with wireless access throughout your home or business. You can link multiple computers on the internet, all at the same time.
So give your home or business high-speed internet with Thumb Cellular. Call one of our sales executives. We can come to your home or business, answer any questions, and we'll install and set up your internet service and wireless router.
If you're in Sanilac County, call me, Tracy Schutte, at 810-414-5200.
If you live in Tuscola County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
And if you're in Huron County, call me, Brenda Hearn, at 989-551-3908.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. 30-0, 49 seconds to play in the first half. Bearcats with the lead as Drake is in to kick it off here for the Bearcats. The ball will bounce near the 20-yard line and be picked up by the Pirates, Brian Dukoski. Dukoski out over the 30, close to the 35-yard line before he's brought down. So the Pirates, Jason, will have 42 seconds to work with in the first half, trailing by four touchdowns here, 30-0.
Yeah, that last ugly scoring drive, two plays, 35 yards. Tyler Peruski, 28-yard touchdown run, his second of the night. About the only blemish for Ubley here tonight, the two-point, no good. Still, 30-0 Ubley here in the first half. Total domination by the Bearcats.
Should put the word out, looking for updates. If you do have them, give the station a call, 989-269-9931. Derek, standing by at the station, will take your call. We'll pass the information along as we get it. Here's Ryan Maurer, the ball carrier. Maurer strung out along the line of scrimmage, may have lost a yard here. As the clock continues to run with under 30 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, probably just having their way offensively, now defensively, causing a couple of plays for a negative yardage here for Harbor Beach. So right now, Harbor Beach is a very frustrating first half. Can't get anything going. Ubley clicking on all cylinders. Probably the best they've looked all season long.
Loss of a couple yards. Second and 12 coming up with 8 seconds to go. This may be the last play of the half. Sorensen calls out the play, and then we've got some movement. So the clock will stop with 1 second left on the penalty.
Looks like Harbor Beach is heading backwards.
False start. We'll back him up 5 yards. Yeah, looking for updates on that All Saints-Laker game. Bad Axe at home, homecoming night. They are hosting the USA Patriots. That'll be the final play of the half as the clock has run out. 30-0, the Bearcats with the lead in this one. We will come back. Sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul Adams, will come upstairs and join us here on the halftime show. Again, the Bearcats 30, the Harbor Beach Pirates nothing. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Ray and Martin Gittner, owner of Gittner Excavating, LLC of Ruth, would like to do your excavating work. Both Ray and Martin have over 50 years of combined experience. They're more efficient and more experienced. Gittner done right the first time. Gittner Excavating does a large variety of work, including, but not limited to, trucking, site preparation, roadways, ponds, lagoons, and clean out of lagoons with their long reach excavator. They have sand, gravel, and topsoil at discount rates.